Good morning, Lee. How are you this morning?
You had a big night on Saturday night. Burnie Arts and Function Centre, back to the Burnie Surf Life Saving Club. It's a monumental occasion, wasn't it, for celebrating 100 years?
Yeah, it really was, Lee. 100 years of the Surf Life Saving Club, and what a night it was. It was a fantastic meal, fantastic venue, and of course, the they brought back some people from, I guess, going through the 50s, 60s, sort of right through to today. So it was really good to hear all the stories and, you know, about the surf club and just celebrate, you know, 100 years. What a milestone.
It sure is. I spotted some photos on Facebook there, and I like the way they cut it up into different eras.
Yeah.
Had different chats with various people that were involved in the surf club over maybe a 20-year period. So it certainly did celebrate all things 100 years, centenary of the Burnie Surf Life Saving Club. It's one of the oldest surf clubs in Australia, but I think it's the oldest in Tasmania. Is that right?
Yeah, it is the oldest in Tasmania. And you're absolutely right, Lee, cutting it up into those sections and hearing the stories from, you know, the older, I guess, community members and life members was just incredible to listen to. And, you know, I remember the surf club back in the day and lots of celebrations had down there on the waterfront, and it's amazing how much it's grown and how much value it has in our community as well.
Oh, it definitely is part of Burnie and the Northwest Coast. As we get closer to the summer months, it's going to be very, very important for water safety and the like. So,
yeah, that's right.
And they do pretty well at the surf carnivals too, don't they?
They always do. Have. They do really well. As you said, they always have. And it's a credit to Burnie, really. And, you know, they haven't just got the Burnie foreshore to look after. They've got South Burnie and all the surrounding beaches. You know, it's part of their patrol area. So they do an incredible job, and it's great to see all the young people coming through.
Well, under everyone associated with Burnie Surf Life Saving Club over the centenary. Tell us a little bit about pop-up community grand forums.
Yeah, now they'll be held at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre, Lee, in Braddon Hall. Now they're going to provide information about Council's new grants program. You would have seen it plugged on Facebook and everywhere. And that's going to help, the forums are going to help navigate the new Smarty Grants website. Now there is a session today, Lee, at 1 o'clock and Monday the 6th at 6 p.m. for those that work during the day.
So I'm thinking the new grants program will enable the Burnie City Council to support, I guess, a diverse range of activities, services and programs.
Yeah, that's right, Lee, and events that are responsive to community needs. And the program aims to activate the community by promoting these new and creative experiences, and it gives opportunities and allows council to partner with those third parties to fund and enable the delivery of these events to the Burnie community.
And we can register now by heading on to the Facebook page and follow the links. This system outage, now this has been going for several, not weeks, but a couple of months now, hasn't it?
It's been going a few weeks, actually, but tell you what, we're getting there, and we just really want to thank the community of Burnie for their ongoing support and patience as we continue to work through this situation. It's been a long one, and we continue to investigate this cyber incident, Lee, that has resulted in unauthorised access to its IT systems.
Yeah, we don't need to panic, though.
Do not need to panic. It's important that we work through the situation, and we're doing that by doing that slowly and carefully, and we are making progress. However, we're just not in a position yet to resume our computer systems, Lee.
If those listening this morning do have any concerns at all, there is a customer services number.
There certainly is. They can ring customer service on 64305 700 if you have any queries, and go to our website as well.
Let's hope we get a solution to that in the not-too-distant future.
Let's hope we do. Life without emails is not fun.
And the Dogs Home of Tasmania have got their Christmas peel running at the moment.
They certainly do, Lee, and it's just been launched. And their fundraising goal is $150,000, and hopefully we can get to that target now. Now, every dollar raised, Lee, will go towards improving the lives of their animals. And if you haven't been up there, I'll tell you what, it's a very hard place to leave without taking a dog under your wing. But all the money raised will be spent on keeping their maintenance program going in Devonport and Burnie, so the dogs have that best the best possible facility as well. So expenses are always high, Lee. We know that for the organisation, as we would expect. But I think they're grateful for any donations. It's a wonderful service provided by the Dogs Home. And just another important thing, Lee, too, it's also important that lead up to Christmas to remember that a dog's not just a Christmas present, they are a long-term companion. So just make sure you've got all the fencing and everything that's right. It's got to be a right fit for you and your family, and you know, and do the right thing by the dog as well.
Animals are for life.
They certainly
are. Not just for a Christmas present.
That's right.
So donations can be made online, their website, which is dhot.com.au. and keep up the good work. Dogs Home of Tasmania with their Christmas peel, and please help out there. The Good Day Sunshine event postponed for next year.
It certainly has, due to COVID restrictions, Lee. It's been happening a lot, of course. The Good Day Sunshine Cabaret Show, it was due to be held this Sunday at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre in the theatre. It has been postponed, and those that have bought tickets already would have received information via email, but just in case, we just want to let people know. But if you do have any queries, you can contact the Arts and Function Centre for some details on that.
And wrapping it up, Burnie School of Irish Dance, Get Real and End of Year Variety Concert is going ahead.
It is going ahead, and it's the annual variety concert hosted by the Burnie School of Irish Dance. And the school, if you don't know, is a non-for-profit organisation, Lee, working to increase exposure of Celtic music and dance on the Northwest Coast. And it's a wonderful concert. If you've never been before, definitely worth going to. It's going to feature two shows on Saturday the 27th, so all happening at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre, 2 p.m. matinee, Lee, and a 7:30 p.m. evening performance showcasing our Irish and tap dance students. Now, there's quite a lot in our community. There's going to be lots of guest singers, musicians and bands as well. And tickets are on sale now from the Burnie Arts and Function Centre, and they'll be sold at the door as well, Lee, on the day.